Get ready to rhyme. This week, I'm borrowing a page from Jeopardy with Rhyme Time Trivia. Each of the answers will have a pair of rhyming words. I've thrown in more than a few geeky twists for these, so I'm still on task for the show. Got questions or feedback? Let me know at dorkygeekynerdy.com or on social media. I can be found on Facebook, Blue Sky, or Reddit. Just search for Dorky Geeky Nerdy. This is episode 345 of the Dorky Geeky Nerdy Trivia Podcast, and I'm your mildly clever host, Brian Rollins. Let's go with the flow on this show. The Dorky Round. Number 1. What you'd get if you stored your hammer or drill in the freezer. A cool tool. Number 2. What would you call Odin's son after a long workout? A sore Thor. Number 3. The Enterprise's science officer made out of sandstone? A rock Spock. Number 4. Mr. Potter when he forgets to shave. Harry. Number 5. If you transplanted Lisa Simpson's brain into her brother. A smart Bart. Number 6. What would Minnie be if she and Mickey tied the knot? A mouse spouse. Number 7. A tango in Paris. A France dance. Number 8. An orca's life story. A whale tail. Number 9. What Batman's alter ego is feeling after a fight with Bane. Wayne Payne. Number 10. A comfy place to read your favorite tome. A book nook. The Geeky Round. Number 1. A song that overstays its welcome. A long song. Number 2. A flower with no motivation. A lazy daisy. Number 3. What's a power cord that's ablaze? A fire wire. Number 4. Hermione Granger with a few thousand galleons. a rich witch. Number 5. If Michael from The Office was an android. A Scott bot. Number 6. A southwestern tie worn by the captain of the Millennium Falcon. A solo bolo. Number 7. If Superman's secret identity had a cologne. A Kent scent. Number 8. What Lilo's friend would use to tow a trailer. A stitch hitch. Number 9. What Frodo's pal used to find the One Ring in caves. Samwise eyes. Number 10. Scooby-Doo's best friend in loose clothing. Well, you've got a baggy shaggy. The nerdy round. Number 1. What would you call Crookshanks after eating a few Peter Pettigrews? A fat cat. Number 2. What's a cruise liner that's up with current fashion? A hip ship. Number 3. Where Iron Man might take a stroll through nature. A Stark Park. Number 4. Where the BBC's doctor keeps his collection of animals. A Hoo Zoo. Number 5. When Cassian is being blunt. That's Andor Candor. Number 6. What Mr. Ketchum uses to buy his Pokemon supplies. Ash Cash. Number 7. Michael and Kit's burger chain competing with White Castle. Knight Rider Slider. Number 8. What you'd find along the stairs up to Casterly Rock. A Lannister Bannister. Number 9. If Anakin had taken up being a merchant instead of being a Sith Lord. Vader Trader. Number 10. What you might call a Navi-themed pub. That's an avatar bar. And we're done with this one. How'd you do? I'll be back next week with another 30 questions and answers. Here's a clue for what to expect. What do all the titles, except the last book, from A Series of Unfortunate Events, have in common? Ponder that this week, and while you do, keep your chin up, back straight, and go for a stroll. Unplug, take care of yourself, and I'll see you again on Wednesday. This was the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show and get extra stuff, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Brian Rollins. If you love audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. The theme music is Punch Funk by the band Punch Funk. Listen to all their music on Spotify. This podcast is copyright 2025 by Brian Rollins, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening. Sometimes I wish I'd lost a leg or something. Everyone can understand that. They never get it when what's been broken is inside your head. 5 years after an unspeakable tragedy that changed him forever, Gordy Allen has made a new home with his half-brother, Kevin. Their arrangement works since Kevin is the only person who can protect Gordy at school and keep him focused on getting his life back on track. But just when it seems like things are becoming normal, Gordy's biological father comes back into the picture, demanding a place in his life. Now there's nothing to stop Gordy from falling into a tailspin that could cost him everything, including his relationship with Sarah, the first girl he's trusted with the truth. With his world spinning out of control, the only one who can help Gordy is himself. If he can find the strength to confront the past and take back his future. These Gentle Wounds by Helene Dunbar was named one of the best YA books of 2014 and is on Epic Reads' list of 20 books that will change your view of the world. These Gentle Wounds is available now on Audible and iTunes.